This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, from time to time we speak about different Sahaba, different great personalities of the past to be inspired and motivated by their noble and great life. Today the Sahabi and the personality I would like to speak about is someone that there is no Muslim. Whenever we hear his name, but there is a swell of admiration and love that comes into our heart by hearing his name. And that is none other than Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed us that how much we need to sacrifice for the sake of the deen. His sacrifice for the sake of the deen is legendary. He also demonstrated that there is no class or race barrier that can prevent a person from reaching the pinnacle of achievements and the pinnacle of heights. You can reach the greatest of heights through the means of your dedication and your resoluteness. And there is no class or any barrier that can stop you reaching perfection. He also was a manifestation of Islam's stance on racial equality. آج ایک شخصیت کے بارے میں ہم بیان کرنا چاہتے ہیں کہ ممکن نہیں ہے کہ کوئی مسلمان اس کا نام سن کر عقیدت میں ان کا سر نہ جھکے. اس کا اسم گرامی اپنے آتے ہی عقیدت میں دل میں محسوس نہ کرتا ہوں. اور یہ حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. He was amongst those who was born 10 years after نبوت. He was born 10 years after prophethood of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now there's a very interesting aspect of his history. His mother was known as Hamama. His father was Rabah. His father was a black African slave. Now the mother, very amazingly, something that while I was reading came to also look at, when Abraha came from Yemen to come and destroy the Kaaba, then his mother was also part of that, was taken captive. And she became a Muslim thereafter. She was amongst those that, you know, Rabah, I'm not sure with regard to the Muslim, but she was taken captive at that particular time when the Abraha came to the conquer and destroy, or his attempt to destroy the Kaaba and the Baytullah. And because of this, because she was taken into captivity, the Quraysh used to taunt him, Ibn Sauda, the son of a slave and the son of a black African slave. That was, he used to be taunted with that particular taunt. And when our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the da'wah towards Islam, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was amongst the first to accept Islam. And it was something that was absolutely amazing, that those people who were oppressed, normally when Islam came, they were the first people to accept Islam. Jab Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam Islam leke aaya to Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu mazloom hone ki wajah se sabse pehle jo hai wo Islam unhone qabool kiya. Shuruaat mein se sabiqun al-awwalin mein se tha. He was among the first to accept Islam. Ulama say among the first 9 to accept Islam, among them was Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's amazing that the people who are oppressed, they immediately found a situation of protection in Islam. Or aaj ye nahi hai. Today it is something that we are not doing. Why is it that the oppressed people of the world don't find, you know, succor and protection within us? But then, of course, in the beginning stages of Islam, those people who were oppressed, immediately they accepted Islam. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was amongst those who accepted Islam in the very beginning. And, you know, it is amazing that after he accepted Islam, it seems that the people of Quraysh wanted to make an example of him. Unke upar zulm aur sutam ke pahar tod par hai. They started torturing him and persecuted him because he had no family background. He had no protection. He had no one to accept him. And they had no one to assist him. So they tried to make an example of him. Different types of oppression and persecution. First, they kept him without water. They tied him up. They kept him in the hot Arabian sun. You can imagine how difficult it was. No water for several days. And then to make it even more difficult, they put some water on his chest, which he could not reach. And they made it difficult for him. Then when that did not deter him, they told him, don't renounce Islam. Just speak good about our idols. And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Ahadun Ahad, 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 only the one Allah. Sirf ek Allah. Unke upar zulm aur sutam karne ke bawajood, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ki zaban mein se sirf Ahad, Ahad nikalta tha. He only used to say Ahad, Ahad. Then they let the hoodlums loose upon him. They told the people, take him and beat him to what to the extent that you want. Do whatever you want with him. And they used to beat him. And they used to drag him through the streets of Makkah. And this used to reverberate on the streets of Makkah. His call of Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. And then what they did was, they put him on the desert. They put a huge boulder on his chest. And they kept him like that. And they beat him. And they kept him like that without water. And while all this was done, he never ever showed any type of doubt with regard to Iman and Yaqeen. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, anyone who was beaten and persecuted showed some signs of pain. But Hazrat Bilal never showed any signs of pain in front of his persecutors. Ek martaba shikayat nahi ki unke samne. When they couldn't break him up, then they start, all right, let us now sell him. So Umayyah ibn Khalf, his master, told Hazrat Abu Bakr, who said, come and sell him to me. Why are you persecuting him? So he said, and he thought that he would not accept 10 ulqiya of gold, 10 ulqiya. There used to be dirham, dinar, and then ulqiya. Ulqiya was a higher percentage of gold in that particular coin, 10 gold coins. 10 gold coins. And then when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu accepted and paid him, out of showing to bring down Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, you know, to show that he is not very, you know, very respected in my sight, he told Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, even if you had given me one dirham, you give me one dinar, I would have given him to you. Agar mujhe ek dirham dete the, to main bhi usko bechta hu, kyunki mere nazdeek unka koi qadar nahi. So Hazrat Abu Bakr ne kya jawab diya? What did Abu Bakr say? If you would have asked me for 100 gold coins, I would have given you 100 gold coins. You said that you were one dirham. If you would have asked me 100 gold coins, I would have given you 100 gold coins to Bilal. This was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Abu Bakr was our master who freed our master. Subhanallah. Abu Bakr was our master who freed Bilal, our master. Calling a black African slave our master. So Habshi Ghulam, unko kya kehte the ki ye hamara sayyid hai, ye hamara sardar hai. Aajkal hamare yahan kaha, where do we have this? We have racial and class barriers which have permeated our societies, therefore we cannot progress. This was Islam at its best. So as Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, you know, got freed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him such great, you know, respect and honor. When he used to be the gatekeeper of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to look after the Baytul Mal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki jo Baytul Mal Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala ke mahtahti mein tha. He used to be the one who used to give the charity on behalf of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to come and wake up Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara for Fajr. He used to come every namaz to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the house. And then he used to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permission, you know, to give azan. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala became the gatekeeper. Even when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alone
and wanted solitude. Only Bilal radiallahu anhu used to guard and be with our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Medina and Munawwara, he made hijrah. Then when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to know how to give the call for azan, how to give the call for prayer, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other people saw the dream that you must give the azan with these words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called upon Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu to give the azan. He became the muazzin of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabse pehle, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saath Hazrat Bilal safar aur hazar mein saath rahe. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki zaati nigrani karte the. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke baitul mal, ke jo mal hai, unki matahti mein tha. Aur sabse pehle, muazzin mukarrar kiya. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne unko muazzin mukarrar kiya. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he came, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to give the call for prayer. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Bilal radiallahu anhu to give the azan. And there was so much of wisdom in this. Firstly, the wisdom was, amongst many other things, was that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu made so much sacrifices for the sake of this call. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Sabse zyada unhone jo hai na uske bare mein ashhadu an la ilaha illallah ke liye qurbani hai. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unko bula kar kaha ki aap azan de. He gave him to give the call for azan. And then he had a very beautiful voice. Now one very important point, we know Hazrat Bilal Habshi. He was from Abyssinia. But although he was dark in complexion, people say that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was extremely handsome and attractive. He had a noor on his face. That when he used to be amongst people, he used to stand out because of his attractiveness and handsomeness. And his noor. And it's not only Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu who came from Africa who was a Muslim. There is a book that has been published by the Jamiatul Ulama. Eminent personalities and eminent Sahaba from the African continent. Many people who came from Africa who amongst the Sahaba and close to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was amongst them. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to give the azan. And he used to give the azan. You know, it is said with regard to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu used to come many a times ask, Ya Rasulullah, must I give azan? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell him, Arihna. Oh Bilal, give us comfort. Go and give the azan. Hame tasalli de. Azan se hame tasalli hota hai. Namaz se hame tasalli milta hai. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to many a times to say, Oh Bilal, go and give the call for azan. We want to be make communication with our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to be comforted. Hame tasalli chahiye. Jaakar azan de. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to give the call and used to give the azan. And I'll tell you something about unique with regard to his azan later on in the talk, inshallah. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala used to be with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all the battles. In Badr there was an amazing incident that he came into contact with Umayyah ibn Khalf, his master. Now although Umayyah ibn Khalf was given protection in Badr by Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Hazrat Bilal said, I don't accept this protection. Either he stays alive or I stay alive. Both of us won't come out of this particular battle alive. And look at the poetic justice in Badr. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu killed his former master. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu killed Umayyah ibn Khalaf in Badr. He stayed with our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. One special quality of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Oh Bilal, tell me what action you have done that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What action did you do that Allah Ta'ala is so pleased with you? Aap mujhe ek apne amal batao, jiski wajah se Allah Ta'ala aap se bahut khush hai. To Hazrat Bilal ne kya, kya wajah, kya hai ya Rasulullah? To Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Bilal, I saw your footsteps in Jannat. Maine aapke paav ki aahat Jannat mein suni. Aap kya karte ho, jiski wajah se aapko itna umda martaba aur maqam mila. What is the action that you have done that you have reached such a great state? That your footsteps are heard in Jannah. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I can't think of anything other than one thing. I always remain with wuzu. Main ba wuzu rehta hun. And whenever I make wuzu, I read 2 rakats of salat. Tahiyatul wuzu. So the whole day I'm with wuzu. And the moment my wuzu break, I make another wuzu and I read 2 rakats namaz. So I'm all the time in a state of spiritual preparedness. And a state of spirituality, because I'm all the time in wuzu, and every time I make wuzu, I read 2 rakats salat. Such an easy amal, but such a great status. Then, of course, at the time of the Fatah in Makkah, you know, there are different battles, there are different people who had special situations. Hazrat Badr was a day of Hazrat Hamza and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Uhud was a day of Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidullah. And if Fatah in Makkah was a day of Bilal. Fatah in Makkah, he had Bilal Kadinda. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liberated and conquered Makkah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal, stand up on the roof of the Kaaba and give azan. Kaaba ke chak ke upar ab kare hokar azan do. And he stood up on the Kaaba and gave the azan. You know, Hazrat Bilal is an amazing, unique distinction. The first person to give azan in Madinah Munawwara, in Masjid al-Nabawi. The first person to give azan in Kaaba and Baytullah after it was liberated. So pehle hota tha, but the first person to give azan in Makkah after liberation, after Fatah. And the first person to give azan in Baytul Muqaddas. When the Sahaba came there, well, it might not have been the first azan, but among the first people to give azan, the person who gave azan in Kaaba, Baytullah, and Madinah, and Munawwara, and Masjid al-Nabawi, and Baytul Muqaddas. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. When he stood on the Kaaba and gave that azan, the people of Makkah couldn't take it. How could they take it? Because there were people who had, you know, racism in them. So, unhone kya kaha? Ek aadmi ne kaha, isse behtar tha ke mere walid ka intiqal ho gaya is qabr iski us din se. Did a black African slave had to stand on the Kaaba and give the call to azan? How is this possible? And they all made silly comments. How could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, allow this to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that particular occasion revealed the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرِ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We have created people in different races and tribes for the sake of identification, not for the sake of superiority. جب لوگوں نے یہ کہا حضرت بلال کے خلاف تو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے یہ آیت اتاری کہ ہم نے دوسرے لوگوں کو مختلف قبائل میں مختلف رنگ میں ہم نے بھیجا تعارف کے لئے نہ کہ برتری کے لئے for the sake of identification. Allah سبحانہ وتعالی showed one of the greatest harms of racism is you think that Allah has made a mistake in his creation. When you say that this person is not right, or this person is wrong, or this person is something wrong with him because of his color, you are saying that Allah made a mistake. Who are you to say Allah made a mistake? Allah never makes a mistake in his creation. Who are you to say a person with a particular race or a particular color, he is something that is wrong or is inherently evil? You are saying Allah Ta'ala made a mistake? How dare you say such a thing? جو لوگ کہتے ہیں کہ جنہوں جس کا رنگ ایسا ہو تو وہ صحیح نہیں ہے یا ان کا مقام صحیح نہیں ہے تو یہ کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے غلطی کی. یا اللہ, ہم کیسے یہ کہہ سکتے ہیں؟ سو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی granted him that great status that he stood on the Kaaba and gave the Kaaba as the call for azan. And then he was amongst the people who was with our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam till the end. Mention is made that he threw water on the grave of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform one of the last rites of the funeral of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he threw water on the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then of course, after that, when the time came to give the call of azan, after Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he couldn't give the call of azan. He said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu. When he came to Ashhadu Anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, he started crying so much. Because that time, whenever he used to say Ashhadu Anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, he used to see Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming. Now when he saw this, there is no Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What mushkil said, he completed the azan. What mushkil and very difficult, he completed the azan. After azan, he told the sahaba, I'm never ever going to give azan again. I can't give azan because every time I come to Ashhadu Anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, I will be thinking of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu for permission, let me go out in jihad. He went out in jihad. Then left Medina because of the memories. After 6 months, he saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Thousands of sahaba went out of Makkah, Medina. No one saw a dream. Kisi ko Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki khwab mein ziyarat nahi ki. Hazrat Bilal ko Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khwab mein mile. Hazrat Bilal, ye kya bewafai, ye kya bemurawati. 6 months, you have not come to see me. And you have stayed out of Medina. So Hazrat Bilal immediately traveled to Medina Munawwara. Ulama said he didn't stop for anything other than relieving himself in Salat. He came to Medina and Munawwara. And when he came, he had already taken his, you know, undertaking that he would not give azan. Sahaba ne arz kiya. So he said, no, I'm not going to give. So Hasanain ko pesh kiya. Hasan and Hussein came to him. Bilal, aap hamare liye nana ke liye azan karte the, dete the, to hamare liye bhi azan de do. You used to give azan for my grandfather. Give azan for us. Only on the request of the grandchildren of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave azan. And when he said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the whole Medina started crying. Even the women who were in their homes in Parda, they came out of their homes as if recalling the days when our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was alive. And they all cried, all of them came out. This was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. One after that, he gave azan one more time in Baitul Muqaddas when Umar radiallahu anhu was with the Sahaba, over 20,000 Sahaba who had conquered, you know, Jerusalem. They told him to give azan. They also, when he gave azan, everyone cried like small children. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was almost attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment people saw him, the moment he said anything, the moment he read azan, people recalled our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's the way. You know, he passed away also in that particular way. The day he was passing away, then his wife was saying, "Wa waila, what a day of sadness. You are departing. It looks like you are going to leave." And what was he saying? "Wa faraha, I am so happy. Tomorrow I'm going to meet my Nabi. I'm going to meet the Ashab. I'm going to meet my companions of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam." She was sad, he was happy. And in that particular way, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala passed away. Subhanallah, he is buried in Babu Sagir in Damascus. He is such a great personality. So much of lessons that we learn from his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the aqidah of the Sahaba, the love of the Sahaba. And more important, the little love, you know, beautiful incidents that we hear with regard to it. It's not only for us to be emotionally involved. Emotionally, we feel, you know, moved by this particular incidents. We need to learn these lessons. Lessons of racial equality. Lessons of, I just gave the example of how he reached a state of his footsteps being heard in Jannah by being in a state of wuzu all the time. And the sacrifice for the sake of the deen of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.